The CDC has identified a case of coronavirus in Washington State.
The scientists sounded the alarm every day. The U.S. government was doing nothing.
We have it totally under control.
He has no idea what he's talking about.
The coronavirus is the biggest threat this country has faced for decades. And this country is not alone.
Together we are tackling this disease. And I want to reassure you that if we remain united and resolute, then we will overcome it.
Today is the day. It's been almost 1.5 years since I had last seen my friends, since the virus changed our lives. When the first lockdown came, we all thought it would be over within the next month. But boy, were we wrong. Little did we know how serious the situation would become. The first wave hit us hard. We were barely prepared and could only guess what the future had in store for us. The following waves weren't very kind to us either. Even though we started to understand what we were dealing with, we had to bear many losses. The economy suffered and people lost their jobs and businesses, but even worse, our health system was overwhelmed and many people got sick. The intensive care units became overloaded, and though our doctors and nurses did whatever they could to help, far too many people died. I was one of the lucky ones. Neither I nor anybody close to me had to pay such an enormous price. Still, I could feel the effects of the pandemic. Being an introverted person, the first few weeks of lockdown did not bother me that much. It was almost even therapeutic, like an opportunity for alone time and to recharge my social battery. I didn't mind online school. In fact, I enjoyed being able to wake up 10 minutes before class started. But as time went on and the pandemic got more serious, I noticed the toll it took on my mental health. I could barely get out of bed, no matter how much I had slept, and no matter what I did during the day, I was constantly exhausted. My usual hobbies did not bring me any joy, not that I would have the energy for them anyway, and I pretty much lost contact with most of my friends.
Hello, are you there?
Oh, sorry, I zoned out for a bit.
I figured, I guess some things never change.
My bad. Anyway, what were you saying?
Oh, I was only telling you about what I've been up to for the past year, but who cares about that, right?
I'm sorry. Maybe you can tell me again?
Well, what's the last thing you remember me saying?
Something about you adopting a dog?
Seriously? That was like 5 minutes ago. Where have you been?
Deep in thought, I guess. So much has happened.
You're right about that. I'll just tell you again later at the party. We've got something more important to discuss right now. What should I wear? I haven't worn weird clothes in ages. I've basically been living in sweatpants and now I've lost my sense of style. What do people even wear to parties nowadays? I'm completely lost. Do you know what you're gonna wear yet?
Well, I for my part am excited to finally dress up again. So I'm definitely going with my favorite red dress. But no high heels, because I want to dance tonight. So, Converse it is.
That'll do, I guess. I can't wait to... Ah, shoot, that's my cue. I gotta hurry up, but I'll see you in a bit.
See you later.
So, here I am now, standing in front of my wardrobe, trying to decide what to wear. It's the first party in forever, so of course I want to look presentable. Luckily, I already did my makeup, so now I only need something to wear. It's a beautiful summer evening, so I guess I can just go for a dress as well. Now, time to leave. Wow, there are way more people here than I expected. Some are in the kitchen making drinks, some on the couch just having a chat. Most of them are outside dancing and having fun in the backyard. Feels pretty weird seeing this many people together. It's as if there's an alarm going off in my head, telling me to put on a mask and keep my distance. I guess it will take a while for my brain to get used to this again. I go outside and find a few of my friends standing together on the dance floor, but she's not here yet.
Finally, I'm here. As I approach the house, I suddenly start to feel nervous. We haven't seen each other in such a long time. What if it's awkward? The closer I get, the more anxious I become. I can feel my heart beating faster and faster. I can already hear the music from here. I take a deep breath. Here we go. As soon as I enter through the front door, I start looking for my friends. Eventually, I find them outside, right in the middle of the dance floor. I can't help but smile as I watch them doing the most ridiculous dance moves and singing along to the greatest hits of our youth. Off key, of course. But they don't care. These people don't seem to be capable of feeling any form of embarrassment, but that just makes them so lovable. I miss them. Actually, I miss myself when I'm around them. They really do bring out the best of me. Suddenly, I don't feel nervous anymore. Instead, I am overcome by a feeling of gratitude. I am so thankful to see them again, but more importantly, I am thankful that they are healthy. The virus could have taken any of us, but it didn't. And not a day goes by that I don't feel grateful for it. As soon as she sees me, my best friend waves me over to them, which snaps me out of my thoughts. With a grin on my face, I approach them and I give my best friend a giant bear hug. She squeezes me tightly, as if to say that she missed me as well. It is at this moment that I am overwhelmed with happiness. My eyes start to tear up and my heart starts racing again, but this time out of pure joy. A kind of joy that I haven't felt in almost 1.5 years. After what feels like forever, we finally let go of each other and I hug all of my other friends as well. At last, we are reunited. I just know that today is a day I will never forget.